Now, today you and I are going to walk through the garden, and we're going to enter through the Torii Gate, which is the proper entry into this Japanese garden. If you'll notice, we have a sign above the Torii Gate that's in front of us, and the sign has two Japanese letters. Those two letters say Hill and Pond Stroll Gardens. You should walk in through the hill section of the garden. It's designed to sort of lure you into the garden. So we're going to walk through today through the Torii Gate. On your left is a Kasuga lantern. It's about 5.5 feet tall. We have over 40 Japanese lanterns in the gardens. These were all hand-carved in Japan and shipped here. Now notice the collection of all the Japanese maples that are surrounding this particular Kasuga lantern. All the different burgundies and reds, and you have the butterfly maples that even have sort of a chartreuse color, yellow-green. So much of the Japanese garden is about colors that all blend and harmonize. You don't want to get busy in a Japanese garden. Once you get busy with color, it looks too man-made, and that's not what the Japanese garden is about. But as we go along, look at the interesting plants in here. You have azaleas, you have hydrangeas, you have Japanese maples, you have ferns, you have mahonia, the native sweet shrub that's over here, you have nandinas, camassiparis in here, cephalotaxus, the spreading plum yew, you have holly ferns, you have Christmas ferns, autumn ferns. All of these plants, as we go through this section, are typical of plants that would be used in a Japanese garden. So now listen to the birds as you sort of sing. So we're going to walk on a little bit further now, and you'll begin to look down over the ponds. In a Japanese garden design, the first important thing that you do is to design the edges, the outline for your water, where the ponds will be. The next thing you want to do is to come in and place your stones that are very important. The Japanese believe that the Awakura gods live within these stones. Each stone has a meaning. For example, you have to go out and find a rock like the rock of the Spirit Kings. This rock has to be a sizable rock. The rock of never aging should be facing toward the northeast. Is the bridge rock to heaven. This rock links the world of man to heaven. Notice the turtle rock symbolizes longevity. Is the venerable seat stone. You want to place this stone where the garden designer would most like to sit and look at a view of their garden. This is an angler's rock over here that's placed so you could actually stand there and fish. These rocks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the way they're placed represent the major islands of Japan. The guardian rock, the rock of absolute control. It took me 5 years searching in 5 counties to just find the stones you're seeing all around this garden. That is natural, no carving. You can't carve any of these because you will disturb the Awakura gods that live within the stones. Okay, let's go from here, and we're going to continue to the eastern section of the Japanese gardens. We're now strolling around the ponds. We're in the pond section, and we have 7 ponds. They're all spring-fed. Notice the koi fish swimming over here to your right. See the beautiful colors of the koi? If you look in here, notice the reflections in the water. So much of a Japanese garden is about noticing the white puffy clouds as they drift across. You'll pick up dragonflies and butterflies all around the ponds that are really beautiful and natural and make you think of nature and the harmony of nature. Notice the breeze, just a breeze coming through and how the ripples on the water reflect. So you have all of this. Now we're going to enter the zigzag bridge. Notice the zigzag bridge has a number of turns. The Japanese believe that evil spirits travel only in straight lines. So when we cross this bridge and we make a turn, we're going to lose our evil spirits of the day. So let's do this. Now, if you look over to your right, we're actually in front of a seat bench that is under a Japanese pagoda. This is my favorite place to sit and overlook the Japanese garden. From here, by the time you walk through the gardens and you think of all the different things and the symbolism that's involved, your mind begins to be filled with the meaning and purpose of all this, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm forgetting all my stress. So it's just a real peaceful place. You can feel it, can't you? Listen to this right in here. A minute. Just listen to the sounds. A gardener's garden is never complete. I will always be gardening here as long as I live. My mother was a great gardener. My grandmothers were gardeners. My great-grandmothers were gardeners. So I say to everybody, I think you have gardening genes. And if you have a passion for it, you just keep working on it. But I love it, and it's a challenge, and it's fun. And it's never work because I'm doing what I'm most happy doing, and that's I'm very passionate about gardening and nature. And when you can spend your life working with gardening and nature combined, it's a really enjoyable life. And that's what I've had.